Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, July 20th, 2026. Since last Wednesday, we've been featuring speeches from the protest in Bangor, held after the ICE agents killed yet another person, this time in Biddeford, Maine, last week. A day of action was also held over the weekend. We'll have more on that later. This was recorded in Pierce Park in Bangor last Tuesday.
Oh, that's okay. Hi. Hello, everyone. Hey. My name is Shauna Sigelko. I am the executive director of an organization called Define American. We advocate for immigrant representation in media. Those are my credentials, but I'm speaking here today as a private citizen. I am a private citizen who is angry and horrified and completely unsurprised by what has happened in Houston and here in Maine. It's been a long process of not just attacking immigrants, but using them as straw men and scapegoats so that they can attack our citizenship and degrade our country and our rights. I'm not surprised that this is the language of terror that ICE is using on our communities, because this organization was built on terror, and it is the primary language of this administration. So I've been working in narrative advocacy in the immigration space for over 11 years. And in that time, I've studied the tactics of the other side. And I can say confidently that one reason we are in the position that we are in today is because they have been telling the same story over and over again for decades. In the 90s, the Clinton administration attacked immigrants and framed them as criminals so that they could cater to conservative voters as an extension of their war on drugs. In 2002, ICE was formed in response to 9/11, structured as linking terrorism and migration. At the same time, the Patriot Act simultaneously stripped us of our privacy and expanded the surveillance state. Obama, the deporter in chief, deported more immigrants than any previous sitting president, while also passing DACA, codifying a good and bad binary for this community. And that's how immigrants are organized in this country, good or bad, victim or criminal. They have a story that they've been pushing for decades on Fox News with their politics of division, and now online with their alternative influencer networks. They're well-funded, they've been around for decades, and they've been carefully working on their story. I invite you all to Google PragerU or the Tantan Network to learn more about that. But here's what gives me hope. Their story that immigrants, black and brown, are coming to this country to take resources and destroy us, their story sucks. And it's so obviously not true. All we have to do is look around and see the contributions of our immigrant communities in this country. And our story is just so much better. Our story is also true. It's grounded in the past, a legacy that immigrants have brought to this country. This country wouldn't exist without immigrants. Indigenous communities, enslaved people built this country. They can't rewrite our story. They can't define who we are. And this, what we see today, this is who we are. They're desperately clinging to a fantasy of a white supremacist past that never even existed, and it's a lie. Our country has never been more diverse than it is today. 88% of population growth is coming from immigrant communities. This country needs immigrants in our borders. The reason they have built ICE up to the degree that they have, that it's ridiculously overfunded, that our tax dollars are being used to murder family members, two fathers this week, right? Is because they're so terrified of what we're doing here today. Pluralist coalitions coming together to fight against their stranglehold on power. We demand a full investigation into what happened in Biddeford. We demand better from our elected officials, and we will keep showing up, because if we do, we will win. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's give it up for Shauna.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.